礼节美语。
Jane 向上司 Vincent 和财务专家 Anna 请教，如何才能摆脱信用卡债务。 Anna 建议说，
You have to freeze everything and reevaluate your position. Figure out exactly, to the dollar, how much you owe and who you owe it to.
How can I get the credit card companies to stop calling me 100 times a day?
Well, they can be quite persistent, can't they?
They need to be convinced that you're serious about getting your finances in order.You will probably need to go down and speak with a bank representative.
Your bank should be willing to reduce your debt if you can work out a repayment schedule.
Anna 建议 Jane,
freeze everything and reevaluate your position.
冻结一切财务活动，对现状重新评估，看自己到底欠谁的钱，欠多少钱。要想让信用卡公司别没完没了的打电话催债。
Stop calling me 100 times a day.
就要让他们相信你真心想把债务付清。
Get the finances in order.
安娜还建议 Jane 去找银行。
Work out a repayment schedule.
就如何分期分批还清债务达成协议。
I think I made a bad decision with my car as well. I chose the 5-year payment plan, but with interest, it's actually much more expensive than the 3-year plan.
It's very important that you do the math before you sign any papers. Can I be blunt with you?
Yes, I can take it.
You can't be financially healthy if you're lazy. Many people make really bad decisions just because they're too lazy to really figure it out.
I'm sure guilty of that.
Yes, I agree. I'm going to start paying better attention.
没错，在任何贷款协议上签字之前一定要
Do the math.
把账算清楚。安娜说，很多人在财务上犯错误都是因为懒得去算这笔账。Vincent 承认他就是这样的人。
I am sure guilty of that.
好，我们言归正传。Jane 要还清债务，具体有哪些步骤呢？
So let's see if I can summarize the plan. 1.Stop spending. 2. Talk to the banks and work out a deal. And 3. Pay closer attention to the fine print.
That's pretty much it. Becoming a financially healthy person is possible, but it takes exercise.
So basically, my brain needs to go to the gym. Thank you both very much. I appreciate your good counsel.
第一，不能再随便花钱。第二，跟银行谈一谈。
Work out a deal.
设法达成还钱的协议。第三，以后务必注意财务协议的细则。安娜打比方说，要做一个财务上的健康人是可能的，但是需要练习。Jane也开玩笑说，要让自己的大脑去健身房去锻炼。